from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking? I'm James Coe. Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And it is time to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Shop hundreds of Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Joe.
All right, Woody. Thank you. I'll tell you what. I actually have a lot of respect for anybody that can get on a 90-man roster and is just believes in themselves and will do anything to try to get noticed. And we're talking about, if you haven't seen it yet because fans haven't been out there, Kyle Albrecht, the former Middle Tennessee State punter, is joining us. He's been camped out in front of Dolphins camp now here for a while, waiting for a general manager, assistant GM, or somebody or coach to stop and say, hey, kid, who are you? Kyle, how you doing this morning?
Doing well, sir. Thank you for having me.
No, hey, man, it's a hell of a way to try to go. I know probably have you had anybody stop to find out who you are and what you're trying to do?
there's a few people who walk by the road, you know, getting their groceries and whatnot. And, you know, they stop and chat me up for a little bit. People drive by and take videos and stuff like that. But outside of that, not really. Just a couple quick interactions.
Hey, Kyle, I got to ask you. So you could. There's 32 teams. Why'd you decide to try it down here with the Dolphins?
Well, the close proximity to where me and the fiance live right now, and just that. You know, after last season, you know, I figured, you know, just take a shot at it. I mean, Jake Bailey's obviously a great punter. I think it was 2020 All Pro, but you know, specialists, it's year to year. It's not career based. So, you know, you didn't have, you know, an all pro season last year. And I figured they had Michael Turk, undrafted free agent. They signed him to training camp last year. I believe he didn't have that good of a showing. He got cut. Jake Bailey won the job. But, yeah, you know, the original thought process for the general manager or coach or whoever for the Dolphins was, you know, let's bring a guy to compete with Jake Bailey. And, you know, I figured if that is still a little bit on their mind, then I'm right here.
Yeah, and by the way, I got to tell you, you're the Middle Tennessee State punter that punted against the Hurricanes. It looked like you were, like, going to the Hall of Fame that day. My God, man, what'd you have, like, 260-yard punts in that game? It was like there were enough problems. And then when you did punt, you, like, punted it right out of bad field position for the Miami Hurricanes.
I tried to put my boys in a good position to secure the win that day.
Yeah.
That was crazy.
No, that was crazy. Say, hey, tell me about the wife. She goes, hey, honey, I got something new for today. This will get their attention. Has she been trying to get creative for you a little bit with holding Jason Sanders' balls?
I brought that one up. Now, she has had a few good ones. We've had to shoot down a few ideas because I don't want to make it seem, you know, I'm just out here to gesture. So – we had to take a little bit back on the joke side, but we found some gray area we can run with.
All right, so you know what Chris Greer looks like? Do you know if, like, he dries up and you're going, hey, I know you're Chris Greer, the GM. I'm your next punter. Have you had that opportunity or no? You haven't seen him?
No, sir, I haven't seen him. I spent a few minutes looking up whose car is what, so maybe I can recognize it. But I'm sure these guys have multiple cars. So.
Yeah. So how close do they actually let you get? And does the security guy go, hey, kid, I know what you're doing. I looked you up, but you need to back up a little bit if you had that happen.
That was actually within the first 15 minutes. I was about 10 feet away from the player's gate, or I guess player's coach's gate. I think it's gate 12. And the security guard pulled in for work, and he was like, hey, I don't know what you're doing. I don't know what you're trying to accomplish here, but you can't be here. You got to move. And, you know, I mean – he was doing his job, and I was way too close. That's my bad right there. But I asked him, I'm like, is there a good place you would say to be? He's like, yeah, you should probably just go home. And I'm like, oh, can I go across the street? And he was like, yeah, but I would just go home. We're good. I'm yeah. like, all right. So across the street, you said, I got it.
So Kyle, you've got to have a pretty good idea, Kyle. This is a long shot, right? Super long shot that somebody's having a bad day, and maybe the special teams coach tells assistant GM, my God, we got to do something. And, well, there's a kid out. You know that's a long shot to happen, right, to grab you? And you're still
yeah,
hanging in there. Yeah,
of course. I mean, especially when you come off a contract extension, a good signing bonus, and, you know, for a punter, a pretty good contract. You know, it is a long shot, and I understand that. But, you know, like I've said previously, the idea behind this is, you know, I can't be doing this forever. I can't be spending $10,000 a year traveling to all these free agent combines, yeah. seeing all these coaches, and it's just not feasibly responsible for me. It's not fair to the fiance, and well, I mean, you know, why not take a last second Hail Mary? And I mean, the opportunity was there last year. They chose a different guy, they didn't pick me.
Yeah.
But I mean, the opportunity was there. So if a guy is better and he's six lanes across the road, I don't see a reason why not to just say, why not?
Hey, Kyle, have you? How long are you going to do this? How long before that final day where you go, that's it, I'm done coming out here? What's the game plan here with the wife? What are you thinking?
As of now, until training camp's up, I mean, my opinion is something's got to break. You keep hammering the door, you may break it down sometime. But I don't have a job to go back to. I've tried finding part-time jobs, but that hasn't been in the cards for me either. So, I mean, I'm out here, and, you know, if I have to save money, I'll do what I did the first night and go back to sleeping in my car.
So I got to ask you the other part, how are you staying sharp? Are you still finding time to head to a high school or down at the park down there in Miami Gardens area? Are you punting at all?
Yeah, of course. Yesterday I went out. I try to spend about, you know, 30 minutes to an hour, you know, getting the back loose, because sitting in the chair, like, I'm not taking breaks. I'm out here 6 to 6. Well, 6 to 5 the third day because my umbrella broke. But 12 hours, you know, I don't get bathroom breaks. I don't get lunch breaks. So I'm just, I mean, when I go out to, you know, the gym or the field, it's actually kind of a nice relief.
Hey, I got an idea. I'm just thinking out loud here. And by the way, when I go to camp, I'm not afraid to ask somebody, hey, have you seen that guy out there? You ought to check him out and see, you know. But have you thought about getting close enough? Because you got a strong leg. You kicked like you did at Middle Tennessee State against Miami. You got your legs plenty. Have you thought about getting close enough but coming in when they open up to the fans and taking a couple old balls and just letting it rip from the outside down into the middle of their practice, just ripping about 3 or 4 foot, and they're going, where the hell is that coming from? And they're going, that's that crazy kid, that Kyle Albrecht kid outside. He's trying to get a job. I mean, that now that's big basketballs right there. Have you thought about that, or is that too much?
I've thought about that, and the idea has been ran across the table a few times, but I'm not much of a lucky gambler, I guess is a good way to say.
Okay,
so
okay.
My odds are I'd probably hit somebody in the head and end up with an assault charge.
By the way, that's a great point. If you do miss it a little bit and your luck, like you said, could be if you hit, kick it a little bit left and you have some young fan in a Tua Tagovailoa jersey getting hit in the head, and then we got a problem. You're right. So that's a good point. Well, listen, Kyle, we just want to say, man, good luck with everything. I got a lot of respect for a guy standing out there and going, who is this? You know, a lot of people think you probably, the last time you kicked was in a high school game when you were like a freshman or sophomore. And so the fact that you're out there trying to do it, good luck to you, man. I hope you get a break.
Thank you, sir.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking up, James Coe? Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.